Stronger. Written by Diaster. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, Hockey RPF. Rating, Teen and Up. Relationship, Sidney Crosby, Yevgeny Malkin. Also tagged for, Established Relationship, Alternate Universe, Dom Sub, and Jewelry. Part 7 of the To Be Seen Aright series. I always knew that you'd come back to get me, and you always knew that it wouldn't be easy to go back to the start to see where it all began, or end up at the bottom to watch how it all ends. You tried to lie and say I was everything. I remember when I said I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. Somehow I found a way to get lost in you. Let me inside, let me get close to you. Change your mind, I'll get lost if you want me to. Sid holds his breath as Gino unwraps the slender box and lifts the lid. At first, Gino is confused, but he's a smart guy. Sid can see him recognizing the length of the chain, recognizing its gold color and delicate thinness. When he looks up at Sid, Sid can tell he understands. Carefully, Gino says. Sid, this is mean a lot, but I tell you before, is okay you don't want thing on neck. I'm never push you about this. Sid lets out a long breath. Yeah, I've thought a lot about this, about what a collar is and the stuff it represents and which parts of that I'm okay with and which parts I'm not. And the fruits of that thinking had brought him here, to the living room of their shared house, on an afternoon no different from any other, except that this was the afternoon he felt ready. Gino nods, looking interested. He places the box on the coffee table. Not like he's putting it away, more like he's temporarily setting it aside. And asks, what parts of collar not okay? Sid sighs again and sits on the edge of the sofa, hands clasped to keep them from shaking. I'm not a thing, he starts, trying like hell to keep his voice even. I'm not property like a dog. I'm a person. And you can't own a person. Not anymore. So the part of the collar that's a mark of ownership, the part of the collar that says I'm your property, Sid can't help spitting the word, is not okay with me. He holds his breath, looking up at Gino quickly before he loses his nerve. But Gino just nods again and steps closer to Sid. Quietly, he replies, you not thing. I know this. Now that that's established, Sid rushes to say, I don't want you to think that, fuck. He bites the inside of his cheek, hard, wishing he had a better way to say this. Look, I'm yours. Gino's eyes crinkle up at the corners, and he brushes his fingertips over Sid's cheek, just lightly. Yes, mine, he agrees. I want to be yours, Sid stresses. I like being yours. Thank you, Gino says, which throws Sid off balance. When he sees Sid's surprise, Gino smiles a little and says, I'm not, how you say, take for granted? I'm glad, Sid says, shaky. He ducks his head, breaking eye contact to give himself a moment to regroup. With his head still bowed, he explains, It's really hard to talk about this because I'm scared that telling you I don't think of myself as your property or think of you as my owner, that you'd think it meant I didn't think of myself as yours or that I didn't want to be yours. No, Gino says swiftly, sitting beside Sid and taking Sid's hands between his own. I'm never think, okay, Sid? I know is different. Say thing is mine and say person is mine. For a moment, he's silent, putting his words in order. Sid waits, enjoying the warmth of Gino's hands wrapped around his. When he's arranged his thoughts, Gino squeezes Sid's hands and says, Person who is mine, you, is choose mine, can change your mind. You decide who you belong, if you belong, he amends. And Sid's heart skips a beat at the fact that Gino knows the difference, that Gino knows Sid doesn't need a dom to be whole. I know what you mean, Sid, when you say you not my thing, not anybody's thing. He presses a kiss to Sid's cheek. Don't mean you not mine. Sid breathes out slowly, letting himself lean against Gino's side. Yeah, that's exactly right. A big part of the thinking that he'd done before offering Gino the necklace had been about this very thing, about the relentless campaign by so much of the world to try and turn Sid into a thing rather than a person. And the worst, most insidious part of that campaign is that its true end goal is to get Sid to join in, to become complicit in the grinding away of his innermost self. And to Sid, try though he might to think of it in some other way, that's how a caller feels. Like announcing to the world every day that he's given in, that he's decided it's easier, or just better, to go along and be a thing. The first few times Sid had tried to imagine saying that to Gino, though, it terrified him. Part of the campaign, the constant push to turn subs into something less than people, is teaching subs that being treated like a thing is what love is. So all the language that Sid has for talking about love and commitment and devotion is language of possession, of ownership. They haven't made the words yet for what he wants to be to Gino and what Gino wants to be to him. And that's even before you get to the literal English-Russian language barrier. But Sid knew he had to try, and he just hoped he could do it well enough to keep from breaking anything between him and Gino. From the way Gino responded, with understanding and gratitude, Sid thinks he did all right. Scary for you to say this, Gino rumbles, mirroring Sid's thoughts. But it's good we talk about. He lets go of Sid's hands to wrap a comforting arm around Sid's shoulders instead, and it chases the last little bit of nervous tension from Sid's muscles. On an exhale, Sid replies, Yeah, I think so too. So, what parts of collar okay? Gino asks. This stuff is way, way easier. The contrast is so strong that Sid almost laughs. Well, first, he explains, it's a kind of bondage, right? And that I like. Sid like bondage? Gino's voice is high with mock surprise, and Sid can feel his smile against Sid's temple. I like your bonds, Sid responds, which makes Gino shiver. His hand flexes on Sid's shoulder, and that feels good too. Sid tries not to get distracted. He explains, I like being bound by you in a way that I can carry around all the time. So that's a good part of a collar. So, chain, says Gino, nodding. He lifts Sid's gift out of the box, one-handed, and lets it tangle between his fingers. The necklace chain is a perfect match for the one holding up Sid's 87 pendant. You want I bind you, but necklace like this, so thin, so nice, is only for a person, is not thing that wear necklace like this. Yeah, Sid says, because that's a big part of why he picked out this particular piece of jewelry to offer Gino as a sign of his submission. But it's also because this way it can be private. It's not just the bondage part of it. A collar is an acknowledgement of a relationship, and I like that part of it too. I want to acknowledge what I am to you, but you know what I'm like. Sid can feel himself flushing red, but he's getting a lot better at not being ashamed of the form his submission takes, and he keeps talking. For better or for worse, you know my submission is private. It's just for the two of us. Nobody else gets to see that part of me. So the idea of wearing something that would be big and obvious that everyone would notice just didn't feel right. Gino considers that, and Sid holds his breath. But eventually Gino nods and says, "No, you're right. Just for us, yes?" He smiles at Sid, fond and sweet. "So you wear this instead of chain you have now, and nobody know but us that is different. But when I see you wear, I know." He drops a kiss in Sid's hair and makes a pleased noise. "And when you see, you know you mine." "Huh," Sid thinks. It hadn't occurred to him that Gino would think that was where Sid was going. Although, now that he's heard it, Sid has to admit it's a more intuitive solution than what he was actually planning. He begins, "So, sort of?" Gino gives him a quizzical look, which is fair. A little more explanation is required. So Sid continues, "I was thinking that maybe I'd wear both. This is probably the weirdest part, and maybe Gino won't like it, but Sid wants to try, because he thinks it's right." He leans back enough to meet Gino's eyes, to make sure he understands, and explains, "I thought you could thread the chain through the 87, and it could hang from both chains. People might notice that there's two chains," he acknowledges, unable to stop his voice from cracking with nerves. "But the important thing is that the necklace, it would be stronger then, harder to break, just like," he swallows around the lump in his throat, "like I am with you, stronger." Sid finds himself crushed up against Gino's chest, held more tightly than he thinks he's ever been held. Gino is, shit, he's crying a little, but Sid can tell it's good crying, so he doesn't freak out. Eventually, Gino relaxes his hold a little. He whispers, voice hoarse, "I think for a long time, I know you don't need me, Sid. You don't need Dom. For years, you do so good with no Dom, so I know you don't need. I know you love me. I know is good what I do for you, but I don't think," he shakes his head, "I make you stronger," he says, hushed, wondering. "I don't know this, but is what I want always, Sid. So strong already, I know, but I always want." "You do," Sid promises, his own voice a little clogged. He reaches out for the chain, still tangled in Gino's fingers, and brushes his own fingers over it. "Will you put this on me?" "Yes," Gino says, low and solemn. He opens the clasp, so small in his big hands, and delicately threads the lower end through the loop, keeping Sid's 87 on his old chain. When he closes the clasp again at the back of Sid's neck, they both shiver in tandem. "Look beautiful, Sid." Gino's eyes are hungry. His hand is warm and heavy on Sid's neck, and Sid can feel himself sinking down. "Looking beautiful is nice," he says, a little fuzzy. Mostly, I just want to look like yours. Gino makes a strangled sound, then kisses Sid with dangerous heat. Always look like mine. It isn't a collar, Sid warns Gino one last time, clinging to the last little bit of his rational, clear-headed power. No, Gino agrees, smiling. My good Sid, my smart Sid, find something that fit us good, more than collar, and I like, and I show you how much I like, I think. He adds, voice honey sweet, hands irresistible on Sid's skin. Spoil you most. Please, Sid whispers, and he gives himself up to Gino. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!